Chris Mayhall, PhD. Introduction. For someone who does not struggle with ADHD, I had a heck of a time completing this book. Here's why. ADHD is a complex spectrum disorder. I'm a wife, mom, and a professional organizer. I knew how to help get a home organized, but I struggled against my own fears of offending others, not having perfect information, and not having a one-size-fits-all solution for you to implement and follow in 3 easy steps after reading this book. I was making this way too hard. Let me start at the beginning. Too often, when women call Organize 365 to ask us to help them get organized, they end up whispering to me, I have ADHD, or I'm depressed, or I can't stay focused. Women feel like they're broken if they can't do this organization thing on their own, and that grieves me. Organization is a skill that can be learned by anyone at any time. I truly believe that. It's just easier for some than for others. While I myself do not have ADHD, I have successfully parented, taught, and professionally organized those who do. Along the way, I learned a lot about how the brain works. One of the best emails I ever received said, "Oh my gosh, no one has ever been able to explain my brain to me before. You know how I think." Others email me in tears, saying how they understand why they haven't been able to make the progress they wanted to make in organizing their homes. Knowledge is power, so I must share what I know. Even if that only helps one person, that person might be you. How to listen to this book. If you're listening to this book, it's likely that you have been diagnosed with or suspect you have ADHD. And here's what I know about you. You think fast. You don't need rosy explanations or lots of extra words. They just bog you down. Get to the point. Okay, I will. In part one of this book, I will address a whole host of related topics that usually come up with my ADHD clients. Each of these topics are addressed in super short chapters, so you can easily skip through them and listen to only those that interest or apply to you. In part two, I will dive into each of the 6 executive functions that I have helped clients and students overcome to live more organized lives. At the end of each chapter, you'll find a list of related Organize 365 podcast episodes to help you delve deeper into that topic. And if you go to organize365.com/ADHD book, you'll be able to see pictures of the organizational ideas that I mention, links to additional blog posts and podcasts, and links to other electronic resources. And finally, in part 3, I will provide some additional resources to help you move forward in getting your home organized. Let's get started. Part 1. ADHD and the 8 executive functions. What ADHD is and isn't. Let's get on the same page. In this book, I will share with you my experience and research about ADHD and how it relates to home organization. It stands to reason that we should start by defining some terms. ADHD is a spectrum disorder that manifests itself through the 8 executive processes of the brain. Flexible thinking, working memory, self-monitoring, task initiation, planning, organization, impulse control, and emotional control. Basically, the executive functions of the brain help you plan, organize, and complete tasks. The term spectrum disorder means that which executive functions are impacted and to what degree varies from person to person. While you may have a deficit in one area and be strong in the other 7, another person with the same diagnosis may have a deficit in 7 areas and be strong in only 1. Additionally,